Lots of challenges in Pakistan, without question. Quite a bit of encouraging action over the last 10 months, despite some, again, very, very tough days. And we had a tough one there today for our troopers. In fact, as some of you may have seen, we lost our first soldiers in Pakistan this morning, three of them, in fact.
Private U.S. contractors are already operating in Pakistan. Last month, Defense Secretary Robert Gates confirmed the Blackwater, now rebranded Z, and other private contractors have been working in Pakistan. But Holbrooke said yesterday that the American soldiers killed in the recent bombing were not with Blackwater. Petraeus said last night that the Pakistanis are beginning to take charge of their own internal security threats.
But the Pakistanis, over the course of the last 10 months, have very much been working to counter, to confront the internal extremists who they had come to see as representing a truly existential threat to their government. This is a first since 9/11. They are no longer seeing themselves as carrying out our global war on terror. They are conducting their fight against extremists who are threatening the very writ of their governance. And they did it effectively in SWAT in the Northwest Frontier Province, and then in various of the federally administered tribal areas.
Today, U.S. counterterrorism officials reported that Pakistani Taliban leader Hakimullah Massoud is suspected to have died in a U.S. drone attack several months ago. Former advisor to Petraeus, David Kilcullen, said last year that 700 Pakistanis were killed in U.S. drone attacks, with only 50 of those confirmed to be militants. The CIA drone attacks have increased under the Obama administration and have aimed at taking out what Petraeus calls the Pakistani Taliban.
The existential threat is what's called the TTP, the Tariqi Taliban Pakistani, which is the Pakistani Taliban, to be distinguished from the Afghan Taliban, which is what we're more concerned with in Afghanistan, and indeed other elements of what we sometimes call the extremist syndicate, which is a variety of groups, including Al-Qaeda senior leadership, the Haqqani Network, and a handful of others, all of which are active in eastern Afghanistan, just as the Afghan Taliban is active in southern Afghanistan.
He goes on to say that the biggest security threats include Al-Qaeda in Pakistan.
Right now, the focus of Pakistan is on those that they see as threatening their existence. And that, coupled with the other campaign that is going on, about which we do not talk, but which is putting enormous pressure on Al-Qaeda's senior leaders and the leaders of the other extremist elements, that does generate quite considerable pressure on them.